Chapter 4, The Consolation of the Invalid. Then the Buddha said to the Crown Prince Manjushri, Manjushri, go to the village of Vimalamakirti to inquire about his illness. Manjushri replied, Lord, it is difficult to attend upon the village of Vimalakirti. He is gifted with marvelous eloquence concerning the law of the profound. He is extremely skilled in the four precepts and in the reconciliation of dichotomies. His eloquence is inexorable, and no one can resist his imperturbable attempt. He accomplishes all the difficulties of the Bodhisattvas. He penetrates all the secret mysteries of the Bodhisattvas and of the Buddha. He is skilled in civilizing all the abodes of the deity. He is consummate in wisdom and liberated heart. He has attained the supreme excellence of the indivisible, non-dual spirit. The ultimate realm, he is skilled in teaching the Dharma with its infinite modalities within the uniform ultimate. He is skilled in helping means of attainment in accordance with the spiritual faculties of all living. He has thoroughly integrated its realization with skill and liberative art. He has attained its sensitiveness with regard to all questions, as although he cannot be withstood by someone of my feeble defense, and still sustained by the grace of the Buddha, and will go to him and will convert him as well as I can thereupon. The Bodhisattvas, the great disciples, the Sakas, the Brahmas, the Lokapalas, and the gods and goddesses, all at this all truly the conversations of the Crown Prince Manjushri and the good man will result in the profound teaching of the Dharma, the 8,000 Bodhisattvas, 500 disciples, a great number of Chakras, Brahmas, Lokapalas, and many hundreds of thousands of gods and goddesses all follow the Crown Prince Manjushri to listen to the Dharma. And the Crown Prince Manjushri, surrounded and followed by these Bodhisattvas, disciples, Chakras, Brahmas, Lokapalas, gods and goddesses, enter the great city of Vaishali. The Lichavi Vimalakirti thought to himself, Manjushri, the Crown Prince is coming here with numerous attendants. Now may this house be transformed into empty. Then magically this house became empty, even the doorkeeper disappeared. Then except for the invalid's couch upon which the Vimalakirti himself was lying, no bed or couch or seat could be seen in Vajali Vimalakirti saw the Crown Prince Manjushri and addressed him thus, Manjushri, welcome, Manjushri, you are very welcome. You are without previously having come as householder, it is as you say, who comes ultimately comes not, who goes ultimately goes not. Why coming is not really known in coming, and going is not really known in going. What is seen is not to be seen again ultimately. Good sir, is your condition tolerable? Is it livable? Are your physical elements not disturbed? Is your sickness diminishing? Is it not increasing? The Buddha asks about you if you have some troubles, like discomforts, like sickness, if your distress is light, if you are careful, strong, and not self-reproach, and if you are living in touch with the supreme happiness, householder, what is the sickness of yours? How long will it continue? How does it stand? How can it be alleviated? Vimalakirti replies, Manjushri, my sickness comes from ignorance and the thirst of existence, and it will last as long as do the sicknesses of only beings. Where only beings are free from sicknesses. Manjushri, for the Bodhisattva, the world consists only of living beings, and sickness is inherent in living in the world. We are living beings. beings free from sickness, their bodies suffer also to be free of sickness. For example, Manjushri, when only son of a merchant is sick, both his parents become sick on account of the sickness of their son. The parents will suffer as long as that only son does not recover from the sickness. Just so Manjushri, the bodhisattva, so beings as his only child, he becomes sick when they are sick and is cured when they are cured. You ask me, Manjushri, whence comes my sickness? The sickness of the bodhisattvas arise from great compassion.
Householder,
Manjushri, all Buddha fields are also empty.
What is it empty?
They are empty because of emptiness.
What is this empty about emptiness?
Constructions are empty because of emptiness.
Can emptiness be conceptually constructed?
Even that concept is itself empty, and emptiness cannot construct emptiness.
How so? Where should emptiness be sought?
Manjushri, emptiness should be sought among the 62 convictions.
Where should the 62 convictions be sought?
They should be sought in the liberation of the Tathagatas.
Where should the liberation of the Tathagatas be sought?
It should be sought in the prime mental activity of all living beings. Manjushri, you ask me why I am without servants, but all Maras and opponents are my servants. Why? The Maras advocate this life of birth and death, and the Bodhisattva does not avoid life. The outsider opponents advocate conditions, and the Bodhisattva is not troubled by conditions. Therefore, all Maras and opponents are my servants.
Householder, of what sort is your sickness?
It is immaterial and invisible.
Is it physical or mental?
It is not physical, since the body is insubstantial in itself. It is not mental, since the nature of the mind is like illusion.
Householder, which of the four elements is disturbed? Earth, water, fire, and air.
Manjushri, I am sick only because the elements of living beings are disturbed by sicknesses.
Householder, how should a Bodhisattva console another Bodhisattva who is sick?
He should tell him that the body is impermanent, but should not exhort him to renunciation. He should tell him that the body is miserable, should not encourage him to find solace and liberation, that the body is selfish, that living being should be developed, that the body is peaceful, but not seeking ultimately. Should not tell him to confess his evil deeds, but not just to escape them. He should encourage his empathy for all living beings on account of his own sickness, his remembrance of suffering experience from spending this time and his consciousness of working for the welfare of living beings. He should encourage him to manifest the roots of virtue, to maintain the primal purity in the lack of praying, and thus to always strive to become the king of the earth, who can cure all sicknesses. The should and bodhisattva console a sick bodhisattva in such a way as to make him happy.